Hi everyone, it's Nicole. Welcome back to K-Pop in Real Life podcast episode 80. Oh my gosh, 80 episodes of this podcast. That's insane. I just want to say, now I know that no one cares and the people that I'm about to speak about will never hear this, but that's okay because if you know, you know. So I'm going to talk about a YouTuber that I have been literally watching since 2017. I subscribed to her on February 13th, 2017. And if you know, like, this person, I'm just going to say her name, Lauren Remiaki, or Lore DIY. I just watched her wedding vlog. She got married to her boyfriend of, like, I think they've been dating 3 years, 3-4 years, Jeremy. And when I tell you that I cried, I cried because I have been subscribed and watching Lauren for years, like I just said, since 2017, and watching her go through so much with the trenches. Like, I've seen her cry on the internet. I have seen her heartbroken. I've seen her happy. I've seen her go through so many different phases in her life. This woman has, you know, her videos have helped me through things, and she's been there, you know, to help me through things. And she is the sweetest person. I love her mom and dad. Her mom and dad are so cute. And I love Lauren's dog, Moose and Diggy. Like, the bull terriers are just, I can't. And I subscribed to Lauren at 11:30 a.m. on February 13th, 2017. Lauren is an advocate for mental health and an advocate for so many things that I love and believe in. And watching her walk down the aisle, and her dress was fucking so gorgeous. The flowers she had were beautiful, so colorful. Oh my God. Y'all are going to think I'm crazy. You're like, why are you crying? Because when you've grown up watching Lauren go through so many relationships, so many ex-boyfriends, and her finally finding the one, you're so happy. I am so happy for her that she finally found the man that she's going to love the rest of her life. And I love Jeremy so much. He is fucking hysterical. If you listen to their podcast, Wild Till Nine, oh my God, they have me. I love that podcast so much. It is so funny. I aspire to be just like that one day. But I have watched their entire relationship. I remember when she met Jeremy. I have watched vlogs, 3 years worth of vlogs for those two. I watched Lauren's entire wedding process, her planning process, everything she picked out for this wedding. I've seen it all because I followed her all these years. And I just, oh my God, I know she doesn't know me. And you guys are probably like, oh, she's a YouTuber. She has millions of subscribers. Like, I cried like a baby watching her walk down the aisle. Her joy, I could feel her excitement through the screen when I was watching her wedding video, her vlog. I could feel the excitement for her. I was excited for her. I was screaming for her. I was like, yes, bitch, you found the one. And when I saw her and Jeremy get married, hold hands and say their vows, I was just so proud. Because as somebody, like as a viewer, I wanted to jump through the screen and just be like, oh my God, like Lauren was my childhood. Like, she's incredible. I am so happy for her. And Jeremy, I love both of them so much. Mother and dad. Mom and dad are married. Oh my God. Holy shit. Mr. and Mrs. Lauren Lewis. Lauren Lewis and Jeremy Lewis. That sounds wonderful, doesn't it? Anyway, congrats to y'all. I love y'all so much. Anyway, subscribe to Laura DIY and watch her wedding video. It'll make you cry just like I did. Anyway, we're going to get down to business, ladies and gentlemen, Swifties. Hello, Tortured Poets Department. Holy heck, it comes out so soon, literally this week. How are we feeling? I'm very excited for Tortured Poets. Holy shit. By this time next week, we will have Tortured Poets in our hands. And yes, I will be talking about it on the next episode of the pod episode after this. Oh my God, y'all. Tortured Poets Department. We are going to have Taylor Swift's 11th studio album in like, what, 4 days? Three, four days? Like, I'm not ready. I will say that I do work the 18th, the Thursday. I work till like 10:30. So I'm just going to get home from work and wait until Tortured Poets comes out. And I'm off like the weekend. So, bitch, I'm... We are going to be listening to this album from start to finish. We're going to be listening to some of the lyrics. We're going to be like crying in the corner. I don't know what this album sounds like. Taylor has not released any singles. She hasn't done anything. We don't know how it sounds. And I'm jealous of Travis because he has heard some of Tortured Poets. And he said it was incredible. And I'm like, oh, to be Travis Kelce and to have heard some of the songs of Tortured Poets. Like, ah! When she announced it at the Grammys and she said she'd been working on it for 2 years. I'm like, ma'am, what else have you been hiding from me? Also, her look at the Grammys was so beautiful. That white dress with the black gloves and her hair. That was so Tortured Poets. That look. One of my favorite Grammy looks from Taylor, if I have to say. Holy heck. Also, Travis and Taylor were at Coachella this weekend. And I love seeing them together. I'm just like, yes, mom and dad. Yes. I just. Oh my God, there's certain couples that I hold dear and near to my heart, and it's Lauren and Jeremy and Travis and Taylor. Judge me if you will. It's been a crazy month of April. It's gonna be wild, y'all. Tortured Poets. Ah, who's excited? I am. I have been working out like crazy. Not like crazy, but like almost every day this week, riding my bike because I'm trying to lose weight. I'm trying to like not be as fluffy as you will. And I know you guys are like, Nicole, you're not fluffy. Whatever.
It is what it is. I usually don't cry at wedding videos, but Lauren's video just got me, man.
I feel like a loser for like crying, but it's like when you've watched somebody for like what, I don't know, for many, many years of as I've watched her, Lauren, I've watched her grow up. I've watched her turn into this magnificent woman. And it's just crazy to me. Like, I'm so happy for her. Her, like I said, 600 times, her dress was stunning. Flowers were gorgeous. I love the colorful flowers. So pretty. The venue was gorgeous. Like, everything about her wedding was beautiful. Her dogs. Oh, her dogs. As soon as I saw her dogs, Diggy and Moose, I cried. Get you a man that loves dogs. Like Jeremy. Like, ugh. I can't. That was the best wedding video I've ever seen. Makes me hopeful that there's a man out there for me. And I will find Mr. Right one day, whoever that may be. I don't know. That's not up to me. It's up to the Lord. I hope everyone has had a great weekend. I have been recently obsessed with this person. So this man has been showing up on my TikTok For You page. And he streams, he's a gamer streamer. I've never in my life thought I would ever watch somebody game. I used to play video games like many, many, many years ago. your girl did play video games. I had a PlayStation 2. I haven't played any video games probably since, like,
I don't know. Many, probably, like, since I was a teenager, maybe. But anyway, Nick at Night is his username on TikTok, and he's fucking hysterical. So he streams every day, Monday through Friday, at 4 PST, which is 7 EST, my time. And he's just, he plays Supermarket Simulator, Contraband Police, and he's just a funny vibe. Like, he's just, he hysterical. And on the weekends, on Saturdays, he has Sub Game Day, which means, I guess, if you're subscribed to things on TikTok and subscribed to some things on Twitch, you get to actually, like, play games with him. And I was watching a stream yesterday of a Sub Game Day where he played games with him and, like, some other subscribers that were subscribed to his TikTok or whatever. And I laughed so hard because they were all just bullying him. It's all love, okay? There's no hate. It's just all funny and love, like how you bully your friend. Like, oh, it's all your fault. Why would you do that? I was crying. I was like, this is what I need. Like, sometimes, you know, being an adult is hard. And I, being 28, about to turn 29 in a few months, which makes me want to throw up, ew. I go through things, and I get sad a lot, and I cry sometimes. And he is just comedic relief. Like, he's so funny. Like, I love this man. Also, update on my small business, y'all. I know I have been putting off this cross scatter rhinestone long sleeve shirt. I have done many, many polls on TikTok and Instagram, and you guys seem to really want this. So I do have some good news for y'all. I bought all of the blanks at Michael's. Except, oh, Michael's, get it together. So I have a friend who is a 2XL. So I went to Michael's and I'm like, okay, I'm going to get all the sizes I need. I get a small, a medium, a large, an extra large. And I'm looking for the 2X because with this particular rhinestone, it's a cross scatter. It's gorgeous. I'm putting it on a long sleeve Comfort Colors shirt, which I love Comfort Colors, but Comfort Colors is a little bit expensive, but it's totally worth it because the quality of the shirt is just wonderful. But Michael's did not have the size 2XL in the Comfort Colors shirt, which is the blue jean color. So I'm a little bit upset. I'm like, okay, so I had to buy a Gildan Royal Blue short sleeve shirt for just the size 2X. Now, this is what I get. I could have gone to Hobby Lobby and gotten all the blanks. I'm pretty sure they would have had my size. But, oh my god, like, it's so frustrating because I could have ordered these on Jiffy shirts. I literally had all the options and it could have been here and I could have gotten the 2X in the correct brand of shirts. Like, I could have gotten it in the Comfort Colors like I wanted. It could have matched all the other shirts. But I don't know. I'll see how it looks on the Royal Blue when I press it. So I did order the rhinestones. I ordered 5 of them. So, whenever they get here, so the thing with these shirts is that the rhinestones have to be, like, stored in my house because they're real rhinestones, people, and they have to be in a cool place. So, I have to keep them in my house. So, if someone orders a cross scatter rhinestone, I am going to press it made to order. So, be prepared for that. Okay, that's what I put in the listing on Shopify. I put in parentheses made to order because I'm going to tomorrow organize all of the shirts, fold them up nicely, put them in their little bins, and then when someone orders one, I'm going to take the rhinestone and whatever size they order
and press it, and it's going to be a beautiful thing. Like, the rhinestone is, the color is crystal AB, and it is so stunning. Oh my god. Beautiful. Like, I made one for myself back when she released the crystal AB rhinestone, like the cross scatter, and I get so many compliments. Like, it's so pretty, excuse me. It's beautiful, it's stunning, and I told somebody on TikTok, I was like, do I release this? And so many people were like, yes, yes, yes. So this has been highly requested. So hopefully when it goes live on Shopify, we sell this bitch out. I would really like for this to be my first sellout, because I have so many shirts in my shop that is, oh, I have two left or one left. And it's like, come on, people. So I have so much stuff on my website. I have a cat shirts. I have dog shirts. I have Taylor Swift stuff. I have so much on my website that I just, and also, I am doing a restock of the In My Chiefs era crew neck. It's coming early September-ish is when it's going to be coming back. So mark your calendars for that. I have to buy the blanks for that, which I'm going to have multiple sizes of each. So don't worry, I got y'all. The In My Chiefs era is going to be a big restock. Like, that's going to be probably the most I've ever done since I opened my small business. So hopefully that does well like it did for Super Bowl. I do have one small left. I still have it. So if you want an In My Chiefs era crew neck, I have a size small right now on the website. Please sell me out so I can restock all the sizes. Anyway, what else was I going to say? I don't know. Also, I've just been working really hard. Oh, I talked to my store manager today, and I asked him, I said, would it be possible if I could move permanently to produce? Because I've been helping out in produce a lot and taking some extra, like, shifts over there, and I really enjoy it. So hopefully we make it to produce, because I need money. You know, after, like, my pay cut, my demotion happened, I've really been fighting to save my pay, because as a woman in the world in 2024, we have to pay bills. I have to support my small business. I have to buy things for that. Running a small business is not for everyone. It's very expensive, and I love it. It's not work to me. Like, working in my office is not work. I've been trying to make a lot of content. I'm stuck on YouTube. Like, my YouTube channel, like, I have not posted a video in probably months. So if you have any video ideas for me, let me know so that I can work on trying to come back and bring my channel back to life. Anyway, I am going to leave the, at the end of this podcast, you'll find a little, like, question box that's going to say, leave your video request here. And I just want to see if you guys can help me out. Like, do you want, like, small business content? Or, like, launch day? Like, getting ready for a launch? Like, do you want me to film, like, small business vlogs? Like, I just want to know. Like, please help a girl out. Because I'm stuck. I know, like, so many content creators have been stuck. I'm currently stuck. Because I currently don't know what the fuck to vlog or anything. So, I'm just going to leave it on, what the fuck? What is that? Oh, Spotify. It's going to be on Spotify. So, if you can leave me a video request for YouTube, that would be so fucking helpful. Thank you so much. Also, congratulations to Lauren and Jeremy. Oh my god. I never cried so much in my life. Anyway, thank you all so much for watching, or not watching, for listening to episode 80 of K-Pop in Real Life Podcast. I love you all so freaking much. Have a fantastic week. Tortured Poets is coming, y'all. Holy heck. I'm not ready. Ooh. Anyway, don't forget to rate this podcast on Spotify and also rate it on Apple Podcasts. Share your favorite episode with your friends, your family, your goldfish, your dog, everybody, because I'm trying to get this podcast up and running. And also, do not forget to leave me your video requests, please. And thank you. I will be writing all of it down so that I can get to filming them if you want. Anyway, thank you all for everything you do for me. It's been a pleasure being here. It's been a pleasure talking to you all about my favorite YouTuber getting married. Oh, crazy as hell. Anyway, I'm gonna go. Thank you all again for listening to me blabble on about Lauren and Jeremy. Tortured Poet, here we fucking come. I will talk to you all next week about it. So, yeah. Tortured Poets. I can't believe it's coming so fast. Anyway, bye.